Quiero Welcome, welcome, welcome to 219 The Talk. Listen, I'm excited about tonight. I am still working, driving, and all of that. What's going on it, on it?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Listen, it's just me and you right now. I'm waiting on JD the Barber to call in, and I'm waiting on Trainer Ray to call in. But
right now,
the ladies have it. That song that you just heard, y'all that's listening out there, that was my brother Billy Cook singing. I did a little salsa, but that's gonna be a little difficult while I'm driving. That big difficult. How you doing? How your day going, Onis?
It's going well. God is good. God is good. Another day. Another day on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of you.
Come on. You better testify. That's what I'm talking about. You know, today has been such a good day, you know. And, I had to do a little extra driving, but, you know, God got me home safely. You know, I'm turning on my street right now. Hallelujah. So we just, you know, I just give God all the glory, honor, and the praise for that. I am excited about 219 The Talk being back. Y'all know this is a grown folks show. We don't cut no corners with you on this show. We tell you like a T.I. is. And that's just the way it is. Houston got some stuff going on. One of the things I wanted to bring up tonight and kind of just leave the floor open for everybody to kind of tear into, but since me and Onis on here tonight, JD will be on there in just a few minutes, but I wanted to talk about this Travis Scott and this Astro World and all of this can on. Got these the stampede, people done got trampled.
And that's
so sad. Go on, weigh in on us. Talk to us a little bit.
The first statement, a lot of people will probably say that I'm heartless. But what I think is that you have to be careful in the choices that you make.
Amen.
Now,
I know that's right.
Check his past record. He's been on record for these type of things happening at his concert. Maybe not at this magnitude, but for me, if I would have went and I started seeing an astronomical amount of people pouring in. Mm-hmm. I think I would have made my way to my car and left.
Yeah, I really would have. And especially for the time we're living in right now, you know, crowd like that ain't
50,000
by no measure is safe.
50,000 people.
Lord have mercy.
My heart goes out to the families, the ones that, you know, a 14-year-old got caught up in that mess, who lost his life. I just think it's based upon your choices. You know, when you seen that all those people were pouring in and, oh, my God, it's just like, you know, they said it was like a human wave pushing toward the stage. And then my other thing was, what if that many people showed up for Christ?
Oh, well, so we all know how that would have worked. Yeah,
what if that many people showed up for Christ? So now there is, and then Travis Scott, on the other hand, you know, he has to pay for his participation, you know, for, and I don't even know if they can blame him. They chose to come. They chose to be there.
Yeah, they can't blame him for that. You know, people are trying to, they're attaching his name because he wanted a one-day, an Astroworld experience. But you, let's be honest, people are something else, okay? So we really can't just pin that on him like that, you know? Really can't, you know?
No, and I think it's unfair, and I'm quite sure that a lot of people would have a different view. Choices. His choice to have the concert and possibly should have done something to maybe not have had as much access. But we're greedy. We want the money, you know, the biggest this, the biggest that. We're in Texas. Let's fill up the place, you know. And in the end, yes, it cost them. But, you know, ultimately it was their choice to be there.
That's right. And if you think about it, baby, you can come over here. You don't have to get on like that. You can just come over here. I got it on speaker. And if you think about it, Astral World is an attraction. And it's not going to be a small amount of people that show up for Astral World. You know, the name itself for Houston, and you talking about an amusement park, knowing that we don't, like, we used to have, come on, your crowd. Astral World was not just an amusement park. It was much, much more than
that. A national landmark.
Come on. So you had to know that it was going, you know, people were going to come out and roll. So, you know, and then with the name Travis Scott came, you know, loads and loads.
That's
of
what I, yeah,
you know.
The name.
So
the
I
name.
Think it's really, so now you have to go to the caliber of people that showed up. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So, but you know how this world is set up. That somebody got to take the fall. You know, somebody got to take the blame. You know, they got to try to put it on somebody. And it's sad because he, you know, Travis Scott was just trying to, you know, have something, do something beautiful and you know, but hey.
Well, you know, he is a good one to give back to the community. I can give that to him. But again, I say, you know, I think it did. It really got out of hand and people got hurt. And they showed people climbing up on the stage, telling them, hey, is someone dead? And, you know, he stopped it for a moment and say, hey, somebody's passed out up here. Well, they couldn't even get through the crowd to get to the people, you know. So, he was going to go on it and no cost, you know, no holds barred. He was going to do this concert.
Yeah. And probably should have been more planning, you know, planning for crowd control. And, you know, I think that the place that they put it at, too, was not as spacious as it was, you know, because as it was when it was over, you know, off of 16. So
where did they actually have it at?
What'd you say?
Where did they actually have it at?
They had it over by the line, like across the street from the line.
Isn't that the old Astro World?
I'm not sure. I didn't peek in and see. You know.
No, they didn't have it over there in the field. They had it on the actual parking lot.
On the side, over there by Merwer.
Oh.
Yeah. But that thing became a travesty because it was not well organized, and the way that they sold those tickets, as far as just a general admission type ticket, it caused a stampede. For people trying to press forward toward the stage. You can't have an open-air venue like that with that magnitude of people. You know, it has to be some type of separation, some type of organized, I guess you would call it organized chaos, because you know, you got that many people coming out, not like you said, like you guys were saying, not only because of the name of Astroworld and the nostalgia that that brings in the Houston area, but also the fact that you had a lot of young people there who traveled from all over the United States.
Oh,
to
my
see
goodness.
Travis Scott. You know, because you look at the depth, the names of the people that died, they weren't just Houston area people. You know, he had people on the list from Milwaukee and people had traveled from across the United States to come see this venue. And no, it's really on the backs of the people who organized the event. They didn't really plan this out well. They didn't use the proper security. They didn't use the proper organization skills to you know, adversely affect what happened. Because this was like, I saw some interviews with some people who said they had been to this venue before or been to this event before. And they said that they could tell just in the very first few minutes of being in the venue that it was a recipe for disaster about to happen.
And they say.
Right.
They say.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you have to understand.
Over and over and over and over again. But yet you stay.
But you have to understand, once you get caught up in the middle of that, up and you up in the front part of it, it's almost impossible to get out of there. The way they had like a one way in, one way out type situation. You know, when you get that many people pressing up against one another, trying to get close, you know, because it's basically first come, first serve. And, you know, people are pressing through, trying to get close as they can to the stage. That's a recipe for disaster.
In more ways than one, yes.
And then
is.
You got little kids. I mean, if you look at the ages, you're talking about, there's some 14, there was a person on the list as young as 14 years old. There was no business for, you know, kids to be out there like that. But you know, that's a Travis Scott event, and that's his audience. You know, so they were out there. You had a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, and I think a couple of 18-year-old. I mean, these were young kids, young adults that lost their life.
From 14 to 27 years of age.
Right. I mean, 27 is still a youngster.
Yeah, you're very young, you know, because that's what I'm saying. You know, it was just a recipe for chaos.
Exactly.
But it's so sad. It's so sad. Can we not see that when trouble in our way, do we not turn around and go back, you know? Now, because of greed, several people are hurt, injured, and dead. And now you got to give everybody their money back. So all the money that you raise, you're going to have to pay off lawsuits. And you'll come out with nothing. You won't even break even. Because they're giving everybody their money back.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much the tickets were. General admission, how much? I just wonder how much the tickets were.
I have no earthly idea because I would never be interested in something like that.
No. Like you say, organized chaos, it was not.
Yeah, I'm not interested in any type of crowds or gatherings such as that, especially... I mean, not only that, it should have been deterred by the COVID protocol and all that anyway. I mean, I don't understand how that even came to pass.
Because they don't care. That's why COVID will forever be dragging around. It will be dragging around because of situations like that. Over 50,000 people, no masks. You know, somebody is not vaccinated.
It's always the great love of money. It's always money. All about money.
You true. That's true.
They're going to put that money first.
Well,
that's true.
That's the reason why they keep you open right back up. They weren't going to let that money keep passing them up. You know, they didn't open the country back up because COVID had disappeared. They opened up the country because people were losing too much money. Businesses was going out of, you know, people were going out of business.
Yeah.
Money wasn't being generated. So that's why they opened the country back up. I mean, really and truly, I don't know if the country should still be open all the way back up yet.
Well, they're going to make it stay open and then put all these mandates in place for people to get vaccinated. So what they're doing is they're separating the vaccinated from the non-vaccinated. You are fixing to be outside of society. If you're not vaccinated, you're fixing to be paraded in front of America. Oh, he's an unvaccinated person, you know, and that's what it's come down to, your job, your social, you know, going in places where they ask for your CDC card. And I mean, that's what it's coming down to. I don't care how much money you have, how much money you don't have. If you do not have that CDC card or the app or whatever they have on the phone, you will not be allowed in places. And if you are allowed in places, you will be put over to the side. And everybody will know that you are not vaccinated.
Right.
So that's what it is.
I'm going to be honest with you. I welcome that. Because my wife and I consciously chose to get vaccinated. We've been vaccinated for all other, you know, illnesses that are no longer, you know, you never even hear of now. So I don't understand why people thought vaccination was the end all be all, you know, as far as the government is trying to track you down and kill you and all this here. Believe me, they got so many other ways that they could kill you.
And they said it was developed.
You got a tracking device
fast.
In your hand everywhere you go. Your phone, if they want to find out where you are, they can track you with your phone. So I don't understand people thinking that they put chips in you. And you've heard all kind of crazy stories.
Some people are rebellious against, you know, the system. It's just, you know, automatically rebel against the system. And I say this, and I say it for a reason. If God gives us a choice, then man should, we have a choice. Those that do not want to get vaccinated, that is your choice.
Choice, but stay out around me.
That's true. You know, let me know that you're not vaccinated. Let me know. It's not just for us. It's for people that we go around. I have an elderly mother. I have a sister. I'm around people, you know, of course, that have underlying conditions that being unvaccinated is dangerous to them, even though they are vaccinated. So I'm not just thinking about myself because I have underlying conditions, but the selfishness of people, let them be selfish. You know, let people do what they want to do, and then that what it comes down to is you'll be set off to the side. You'll be what they call it, extricated or from society.
You know what? When we talk about the word of God, what God says about it, we also can read in the word where it say obey the law of the land. You know, as Christians, we are supposed to do, you know, obey the law of the land. But I found a lot of Christians are talking about the mark of the beast and it's some type of conspiracy theory that the government is trying to do and all this kind of stuff. When in actuality, you have, if they say you cannot be a part of this society unless you get vaccinated, that's going to be the law of the land.
That's
you know?
The law of the land. And
that's
going to
be the law of the land.
Yeah. Something that shut the world down. Not just that, not just Houston, not just Texas, not just the United States. This thing shut the world down. And if it flares back up strong enough, it's going to shut us down again. Because,
and that's the truth. It keeps morphing into other things. It keeps, you know, they make a vaccine, then, you know, and then it outdoes that one. You know, so,
mm-hmm.
hey, if people want to jump around and take their chances like that, okay. But, hey, we know who's going to have to find a place for them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the businesses are fighting back because, more than 100 people, you got to get vaccinated or get tested weekly. I don't care how much money you make. Look at the NBA, the NFL, MLB. Look at them. Hey, if you're not vaccinated, you sit in a different part of the plane. You don't eat with everyone, and your room is not with everyone. These men make millions of dollars a year. So if you're not vaccinated, hey, you don't care how much money you make. You can still play, but, you know, the thing is, you're still out there on the court. You're still rubbing up against people, still, you know, spitting or whatever. There's still a chance for someone to develop COVID.
Yeah. I think they're actually going to cut it out where if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to be able to play, period. I think they're gonna end up because they're losing too much money from players developing COVID. You know, they're not being able to play. And just like this past week, what's his name was out for Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is the franchise player. There is no Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
You know, he's publicly stated that he's unvaccinated. He's not going to get vaccinated.
So now what?
Right. So they having a, you know, it's a dilemma as far as financial and, you know, one, you know, whichever way you go, you're wrong, basically.
Mm.
You know, because
yeah.
if they cut him because he's not vaccinated, they lose money. If they keep him and he get out there and get sick and can't play because he's unvaccinated, then they lose money.
Yeah.
So it's quite a dilemma in the league and in professional sports right now. I'm just so surprised. I'm sitting there watching a game right now, and it's just surprising to me that they have got these stadiums packed again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all about income.
No, I want to bring up something. When we, I was riding in the car and heard the broadcast how everybody is in an uproar because they had Big Bird on Sesame Street to get vaccinated.
No.
Hold on. So I'm going to read a little bit of this, so just how insane this is. It said, Big Bird ruffled some conservative feathers this weekend by announcing that he had been vaccinated against COVID-19. The beloved Muppet tweeted on Saturday that he had gotten the shot. And it says, which is newly available for Americans between the ages of 5 and 11. Big Bird has been a fixture on children's television since 1969, but is officially 6 years old. He says, my wing is feeling a little sore. This is what Big Bird said.
My wing is feeling a little more, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. This is what Big Bird, quote unquote, tweeted out. The Republicans are in an uproar. Okay? Twitter users sounded out in the comments with many thanking the character for doing this, his part to keep Sesame Street safe, and set a positive example for the kids. But President Biden and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director David Rochelle Walensky were among those who offered their thanks and praise. But guess what? Everybody wasn't happy about that. Senator Ted Cruz, he's a Republican. Y'all know that. Amen.
Yeah.
He said that he hated Big Bird's tweet and said it was government propaganda. Boom.
Lord. Not Big Bird.
Here's what he said. Fox News contributor Lisa Booth accused the Muppet of brainwashing children, while Newsmax host and former Trump advisor Steve Cortez slammed the announcement as evil propaganda.
We ain't got nothing better to do than to slam Big Bird.
Oh, Big Bird. Big Bird just made 6 years old. I guess they're going by bird years.
They got to be. And they're trying to get these children vaccinated. So they. I wonder if they're going to vaccinate all of the Muppets.
They need to vaccinate him. I'm for real. Yes, they need to vaccinate him.
Big Bird say his arm is a little sore. Lord. That's too cute, though. They went there with that one. Go on, Big Bird. Go on with your CDC status.
Okay, now watch this. Big Bird has quirky, full of turkey. Tweeted this. Big Bird has been helping kids vaccinate since the beginning. I'm sure everyone remembers their lessons from Sesame Street, especially the ones about kindness and taking care of each other. They need to leave Big Bird alone. Big Bird doing what Big Bird always did.
Girl, Lord have mercy. Big Bird, a.k.a. Larry Bird. Lord.
Now, in other news, we didn't get to talk about the David Chappelle debacle. Okay. Did you see
Y'all
David Chappelle?
Me up on that one.
Okay, I wanted James to talk about that one because he watched the whole thing. So I'm gonna mute my phone so he can get into it.
Well, they wanted cancel Dave Chappelle because of the new special that he just did not long ago, talking about his homophobic and LBG. All them alphabets, that he talked about them. But the thing is, he simply commentated on what had happened with Lil Boosie and the baby and all of them, and how they had said something about him. But Dave talked about how he has friends and members of his entourage and stuff that are gay that he's been known for years, and nobody ever talked about that part of the show, but they did talk about how he you know, he talked about LBGT. I don't even know all the alphabets, but
LGBTQA.
Yeah, it's too many alphabets for me, man. Look here.
Y'all say hello to Trainer Ray from the Crooked Letter.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, hey.
What's up? What's going down? What's happening? What's up?
Hey, but, yeah, I was talking about the Dave Chappelle situation as far as they want to cancel Dave. But Dave, you got to understand something. Dave is a true comedian. Dave don't care. Dave going to talk about what's going on in America. And that's the problem that so many people have in America. They don't want nobody to put a mirror up to them so they can see themselves. You know, because let's just be honest. The gay community then got clean out of hand as far as television commentating and just, you know, you can't even turn on cartoons now without some type of gay reference or something being put in the cartoons. And every TV show got man-on-man or woman-on-woman love going on. It's just really ridiculous how you can't just have good, wholesome family programming anymore on television.
No,
I mean, there's some regular broadcast shows that I think should be on cable because they have too much. I mean, even shows like Grey's Anatomy. You know, that's one of my favorite shows. I'm not going to lie to you. I love that show. But they got too much man-on-man love going on that show for it to be on regular TV. I'm talking about they in there groping and taking off each other clothes and rip, you know, kissing. Oh, man, it's just ridiculous on daytime. I mean, well, it's not daytime, but regular broadcast TV, prime time TV.
Well, ain't it all too much, though? I mean, whether it's man-on-man, woman-on-woman, woman-on-man.
Well,
exactly. Not children. They got children kissing each other and having sex and all this stuff on TV.
Yeah, what? Oh, I missed all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yeah, what did you say, Ray? You don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it.
Exactly. You ain't missing nothing. You doing good missing it.
Well, you know what? You know, Kennedy is 11, and she still watches these little Netflix kitty shows, supposed to be.
Right.
So they were over here, and she had Netflix on, and I can't think of this show, but they had an openly playing, a little boy openly playing the part of being gay. And I looked and I was like, this is supposed to be funny, him being all flaming and flamboyant.
Well,
and she turned
it,
I said, hey, if I'm not here, you're going to be watching it. You know, I was just, you know, really taken aback. I was like, okay, so now we teaching our children that it's okay. 11-year-old children, it's okay.
Right. Well, let me tell you, some of these cartoons, I got, you know, my buddy Big Reg, he got young kids. I don't really watch them, but he said he's seen his kids watching cartoons where they're in there cussing. They, you know, having sex and everything on these cartoons. I was like, what? And he said, you know, they put it under the disguise of a cartoon, animation. Mm-hmm. You know, animation.
Well,
they
it's called one of the things used to be called Adult Swim, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah, right.
One
Adult Swim was crazy. Is all I know.
Yeah, I walked in and my kids was watching, and I was like, "What is this?" And it was a man. He had on them little Speedos, and then it was something else going on. It was cussing. People was having sex in the pool. I said, "What is happening? This is a cartoon." I say, "Okay, you banned from that."
Yeah.
They let me tell you something. They got all kind of ways to infiltrate the household now. You know, so many parents nowadays are so busy, they don't really pay attention to the programming that their kids be watching. So that's how they get. That's how they getting in there. They getting in their mindset and you know, just like you said, on this, when did this happen? You know,
but see, that's
where,
why everybody
where,
in their house
where they you know, they publicize the kids being gay and make it like it's cute for that to be going on. Now they, you don't want that flaming spirit in your household as a adult, you know, with your kids. You don't want that mentality to be set on them early in their developmental years.
The problem with it is if you try to do anything about it, they want to sue you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
If they try to stop them from doing anything, they're gonna hurt. Here come a lawsuit, so get ready. That's why Tyler Perry has a lot of his shows. All his shows got some gay activity in it. All the cartoons got gay activity in it. All the TV shows got gay activities in it. So everything, then even the commercials now, the TV commercials got the gay activity.
Yeah.
So everything eventually is going to be evolved around that, because if you stop them, they're going
to
sue.
Well, you got to know that gay agenda is being pushed in America real, real strong. There's a whole agenda that they have out. Like my wife was talking about, why do you bring up your sexual orientation at work? You know, why is that? Because they do it because if they do get discriminated, they can bring up a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or get fired or something. They have an outlet for why they got fired, because I was gay or whatever. You know, they try to bring up lawsuits. But like my wife said, why we don't walk around hollering about we heterosexual. You know, we don't do that.
Right.
So why is it okay for them to do that in the workplace?
They give
and another thing is, you know, but another thing, if y'all can boastfully say that y'all gay, which, hey, that's your business, why is it that we can't say we're Christian? Why is it that we can't, you know, why is it that we cannot enforce our beliefs as Christians? All of a sudden, you want to shut our business is down, our church is down, because we don't, Christians never believed in homosexuality. We didn't say we didn't love people. We just didn't believe in homosexuality. So now you want to, you know, tell us we can't talk, but they can talk. No, that's not how it's going to be. We talk about freedom of speech. Everybody should be free to believe what they believe, period.
That's true.
You believe
that
men can be with men? I believe that this is sin and abomination. Where it go? That I should be okay. That should be okay. Period.
Well, everything that, you know, it's just so much controversy, such as your governor enforcing this abortion law. You totally taking it out of the hands of women. Do I agree with it? No. Should a woman have a choice? Yes, it's her choice. It's between her and God. Because you don't know what she's gone through.
Exactly.
To be raped and come up pregnant and forced to keep this child. You don't know her mental state ability, you know, incest and be forced to keep this child.
Right.
So everything is like really being shoved down our throats. And it's the powers that be, you know, and they are very bold with it. Very bold with it. The Bible is fulfilling itself.
Yep.
And we just have to stay prayerful. You know,
stay prayerful,
stay vigilant, and stay close to God, because, you know, these silent societies, you know, with all this money, they're fueling and funding this craziness.
Yeah, you're right, Homer.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's really you know, government control is really out of hand right now. They're trying, like you said, they have a agenda that they push, and they have. I mean, we're just in it. We America's in turmoil right now. I mean, you know, we don't, as far as racism, classism, economic,
global warming.
It's ridiculous right now, and you know, like they said, the end days, they right here. We living in them right now.
And nobody seems to care.
No, they don't.
Nope. They want you to be. They want to be turned upside down.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, they want to be turned upside down. So do. You know, they up there trying to build them a house on Mars and stuff.
Oh my right. God! Oh my God!
They trying to get the Mars and all kinds of stuff.
Oh Lord,
they got just enough sense and way too much money to kill themselves with.
That's it.
Too much sense and way too much money. You end up killing yourself, and that's what we're doing.
Well, William Shatner, he went up there for, what, 6 minutes, came back crying, talking about, man, sick Joe, almost 100-year-old self down, doing anything at 95 is extraordinary to you. Sit down,
exactly.
You know, crying, and it's anyone who can, they should go. Well, ain't nobody got millions of dollars to, you know, just throw at this man who's already a billionaire to go outside of the atmosphere. But, you know, the first time somebody goes up there and it catches on fire or something malfunctions, it's just, you know, it's going to be what? History, you know, it's going down in history. Yeah, because they're going to be history for doing crazy
I know. I know. I ain't finna do no space travel. I'm complaining about $2.89 gas. So I sure ain't finna pay to get on no damn spaceship and fly no daggum well.
But you know what? There is a guy over there by y'all who's not far from y'all. I go fill up I don't move too much. About every other week, he has it for $2 a gallon.
Where?
I fill up and I sit at home. I sure do.
What is it?
David Ryan.
He got a gas station?
Nope.
Oh, he's selling that out his backyard.
$2 a gallon.
I'm not gonna tell his business, but owners hit me up after this show so I can get that number. I need to holler at that boy.
I sure will. I tell I move my car twice a week, Wednesday night and Sunday.
Ray, you want me to fed it?
Huh?
Y'all say, Ray, you want me to fed it? You some gas?
No, don't fed it. They might lock you up for that one. Don't do that.
They might, huh?
Please don't fed Missy. Listen, and y'all gonna see me on TV talking about Lynn. He didn't mean it, what he was trying to do. what y'all think he was doing, what he was trying to do. Lord, my husband, I'll be crying.
Yeah, Lord.
And they were like, where you get this gas from? Who sent you this gas? Man, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So everybody,
tell you ordered it on Amazon.
Exactly. Tell them Jeff Bezos sent it to you. What's that boy name?
Bezos. Bezos.
Yeah, tell
him
Jeff sent it to you.
He's selling everything else.
I'm gonna say he's selling everything else. I'm sure he's gonna get into selling gas.
I think do they still sell cars on Amazon?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So, Ray, what's been going on in the Crooked Letter?
Well, you know, not too much. You know, a little drama here and there and everywhere. You know, people doing a bunch of crazy stuff. You know, I stay out the way, you know. I stay at home because, you know, I take care of myself there and things. So I don't really get out in the street like you're talking about.
Well, you ain't done nothing wrong. Stay at the house, man. Look here. Like I tell my wife, I sit up in the morning, Ray, I'd rather watch the news than be the news.
There you
all
go.
All the time.
You know, but these boys, I watch at 6 o'clock in the morning, these boys that didn't make it home last night. And all you had to do was, what is you out at 3:30 in the morning in the middle of the streets for anyway?
Right.
You got to be looking for something to happen to you.
They found a guy here dead like that. They say he died like at 2 o'clock in the morning. They found him dead that next morning behind a barber shop.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all you do is carry your mind onto the aisle.
Right. What you looking for at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, what you out there looking for? It ain't out there. You're going to find something, but it ain't going to be what you're looking for. I bet you that.
It ain't
going to
be what you're looking for.
What your mama tell you would be open at that time of morning?
Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing. At my age, I done realized one thing in life. Hey, but two things out there in the streets late at night. Cases and caskets. You get court cases and caskets.
Right.
That's it.
I don't want either
one of them right now.
Wow.
Absolutely right.
Right here at my eye. It started getting dust, dog, Ray. I'm looking for my donut.
What? Who you telling?
Yeah, I'm trying to be in the aisle.
Well,
how do you say get home for the streetlight? I beat the streetlight on.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to do this, but we have had such an awesome time on the show. I'm just so happy everybody's back. I'm going to just say this because this show was hot. And guess what? Don't start one when people start listening to it. They be like, oh, my God. This show is something else.
Yep.
Something else. But it's okay because we'll be right back here next Monday on our same old stuff.
All right.
Honest, go ahead and sign out for.
Well, glad to be back. Glad to be back with the crew. Glad to know that everyone has been doing great. But
Amen. Y'all
hold it down until next week. We'll be right back here Monday with more world news. And we're going to solve it right here. I think we can solve the world's problems.
Right.
If they can
listen there you go.
To it. But we're going to give it a try whether they listen or not. So y'all hold it down, be blessed, and be sweet, and we'll holler at you next Monday.
Amen.
All right, Ray.
Hey, this is Trainer Ray from the Dirty Sizzip. Thank you, y'all. You know, glad to be back with the group again, having fun, and talking about the daily news. And y'all come back and join us next Monday.
All right. Well, it's your boy, JD the Barber. From JD's Man Cave in hot Houston, Texas, the home of the free and land, whatever, land of the brave and all of that there. So we just look forward to seeing y'all again next week. Next Monday, we'll be back with some more hot topics. And like Oni said, we're going to try to save the world right here on this little show. So we see y'all next week.
All right, this is Big Queen. And listen, if you got a problem with what they said, all you got to do is call in at 347-826-9424. But next Monday, because we out of here. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Oh, 219. 219 to talk.